Welcome to the Doggy Dan Podcast Show, helping you unleash the greatness within your dog.
Hi and welcome. I'm Doggy Dan from the Online Dog Trainer. Thanks for joining me on this audio training session, which is all about toilet training. It's an interesting topic, all that pee and poo, but it's reality. It's real life. It happens and it's got to be dealt with. And that's why I'm here to help you sort it out, because I have seen some messes in my time. I have seen some horrible situation of, you know, those pee soaked carpets. I've been to people's houses where they're waking up regularly to big sloppy poos on the carpet every single morning, and it is not pretty. I feel so sorry for these people. And, you know, I'm not going to go there anymore, but what I will say is this. Having worked with thousands of dogs and puppies over the years, I've pretty much seen it all, and I know that it doesn't matter whether you've got a 10-year-old German Shepherd dog who started toileting inside all of a sudden, or you've got an 8-week-old Chihuahua puppy and you're trying to toilet train them for the first time. This method works, and that's why I'm here, to help you guys sort it all out. And all you got to do is stick with this method, stick with the process, and we'll get there. If you want a puppy or your dog toileting in the right place every single time, then stay tuned till the very end. Okay, go grab your favorite drink, get settled, maybe grab a paper and pen as well, and let's get into it. Here's the deal of what's coming up. I got 15 minutes, and in that time, I'm going to go through the three most important stages to setting up a successful toilet training program. Things that you should be focused on to get your dog or puppy toilet training in the right place. Now, the other way of looking at it is this. If you're not doing all these things, you're making one of the three biggest mistakes. You're making one of the three most common mistakes, the three biggest mistakes that effectively sets your dog or puppy up to fail. And for many of you, this simple process I'm going to go through is going to totally turn things around for you. However, I also know that some of you are going to want more help, both in the area of toilet training and in many other areas. And so at the end of this audio, I'll show you where you can get a ton more great information about toilet training your dog or new puppy, including how to solve all the more complicated issues. And for those of you who stayed at the end, I'm also going to show you where you can get a complete dog and puppy training system that'll save you literally hundreds of dollars, which you can get started with tonight. Okay, let's get right into it now. The first stage that we need to look at is timing. Everything to do with getting your dog or your puppy in the right place, probably on the grass or at least outside when they need to go. That's your responsibility. You have to figure out when you think your dog or your puppy is going to need to go. You know, the biggest mistake is probably that people rely on dogs who are not toilet trained to figure it out for themselves. And, you know, there is no point in blaming your dog. Let's be honest. How many people listening to this have been in this situation? You're sitting there watching your favorite movie at the end of a long day. You've got your drink, your beer, your wine, your tea, your coffee, your drink of water or orange juice. You're sipping away and you think, oh gosh, you look at your dog and you think, I wonder if they need the loo. They probably do soon. But you're in a good part in the movie and you're very warm and it's cold outside and you really can't be bothered to get up and go outside and stand around waiting for them to go to the toilets. So you hang on a little bit, and the next thing you notice is, or you may even hear it, even worse, you hear the tinkle, tinkle, tinkle sound, or you see your dog cocking their leg, and they're circling around, they're squatting down, they're going for a pee or a poo. It's so frustrating. We've all been there. But you've got no one to blame but yourself. As my wife keeps saying, it's not really about blame. I'll put that bit in there. But, you know, the thing is, you can only really control and change what you're doing, and that's where, you know, making sure you know when they're going to go, or you're guessing correctly, or making an educated good guess of when they need to go and getting them outside is one of the most important things. So frequency of toileting, it really can vary. I mean, some puppies I've seen, they will go 4 times in an hour. They're literally going every 15 minutes. You know, they come out of their little sleepy zone, they stand up and immediately go tinkle. 15 minutes later, they're tinkling again. So for some of you, you really do have to really, you know, really be onto it. Well, for others, you know, much older dogs, they might not go, you know, maybe every 3 hours. And sometimes there's not a lot of signals. There's not a lot of communication between your puppy to you that they need to go. They're not going to tap on the window and tell you. They maybe do a little bit of sniffing on the ground. They may do a bit of circling. There might not be much more than that. So what I suggest you do is this. Start almost jotting down, either mentally or on a piece of paper, how often they go. Because you'll be amazed. If you write down, dog went for a wee, 3:05, dog's just peed on the floor at 3:30. You'll go, well, that was only 25 minutes. And suddenly you'll be onto it. You'll be going, you know what? He goes a far more often, far more regularly than I first realized. And that's where you want to consider setting a little alarm. It's simple. It's blindingly obvious, but it works. You set your iPhone. You set an alarm. You set your phone to ring every 20 minutes when your dog is up. And believe you me, the number of times that has helped people get over this issue is quite unbelievable, because you hear your phone ringing, suddenly jolts you into action. There's absolutely no doubt in your mind how long it's been since your puppy last went for a toilet. And you start generating this routine. It breaks the old habits up. And that's what so much of this toilet training is about. It's about breaking the old habit and getting established into this new habit and getting them toileting in the right place. And one more tip before we move on to the second point, you've got to keep at it. Once your dog is toileting in the right place, keep at it. Don't stop. You've really got to keep this up for a long time before you can really start relaxing and expecting your dog, or especially a puppy, to start taking themselves out. Okay, area number two is all about controlling their environment. This effectively means that you decide where they are at all times, what sort of area of the house they're in. Let's go back and follow on from where we left off the first stage. You've taken your puppy out. Now, they're either going to have toileted or not toileted. Now, if they've toileted outside, if they've done their wee or the poo, then absolutely great. You give them a little treat and you can bring them back inside. And this is going to buy you maybe 15 minutes, something like that, an hour, so you can relax for a period of time. However, if they don't go to the toilet, you've got two options. Either you leave them outside for a while in the hope that they're going to go, or if you don't leave them outside, you can bring them inside. However, this is where it can often go wrong, and you really need to very carefully manage them. So a few tips. Firstly, if you bring them back inside, don't give them too much space. If you give your dog, for example, the whole of the downstairs area, your puppy's going to head off into another room. And to them, it's like a completely different world, a million miles away from the area that they live in. So they'll think nothing of toileting, peeing and pooing in this area. And, you know, if they do it behind a couch or under a bed or something, it could be a long time before you even find it. You won't know they've done it. Not only, though, is it in the wrong spot, but if you don't know where they've done it, they could do it regularly. And you think they're then, of course, that they're not actually going to the toilet very often, when in fact they absolutely are. So keep them contained in a smaller area. Secondly, this is where you can consider the use of a crate or a similar device to keep your dog fairly still. The crate is basically not meant to be much bigger than the dog. They should be able to turn around, but they shouldn't be able to run around. And what it does is it actually stops them from moving and agitating their bowels, which makes them actually go to the toilet. You see, if they're sleeping, if they're lying down, they're far less likely to need to go to the toilet. So you can leave them there for a period of time, and then you take them out and repeat and see if you can get them to go. If you don't have a crate, it's not a problem, but consider using maybe a pen, a penned area, or even a baby gate, just to keep them in a smaller area. And also, you really want to be considering keeping them off the carpeted area. It's one thing to clean up pee and poo off a liner or a wooden floor, a completely different thing to be cleaning it off a thick carpet. So that's the second area that you really want to be looking at, controlling that environment, the areas which they're allowed in, not allowed in, when they've come back in having not gone to the toilet. Now, before we finish this section, a lot of people struggle with the whole decision of whether they should purchase a crate or not. So a couple of pros and cons. Firstly, the cons or the downside is that they do cost a little bit of money and they can take up a fair bit of room, especially if you've got a really big dog, and eventually you may find your dog doesn't need them. So you've got this big crate sitting there. Of course, you can sell it on. And the other thing is some dogs do, they don't really like them. They don't like being confined in them. They bark a bit and they become a bit stressed. So some people purchase them and find they're not that much use. However, the positive, the upsides, a lot of dogs absolutely love their crate. They see it very much as their den. They settle in it. They enjoy it. And of course, it can be a real lifesaver. So for some people who just need a break from their dog, they've got rather hyper dog. When they're in their crate, they settle down very happy there at night. And of course, as we've just discussed, can really help you with things like toilet training. And sometimes when you just need that time out, that space, or you've got a visitor coming around and you just want to put your dog away, they're there, they're happy, they're relaxed. So pros and cons, there you go. It works both ways. My suggestion, probably give it a go without a crate. If you're really struggling and you think, gosh, I wish we just had a place we could put our dog, then think about getting a crate or buying a pen, that sort of thing. They can work wonders. Okay, moving on swiftly to the third area, and this is a biggie, rewarding your dog. Effectively rewarding your dog when they go in the right place is probably the most important key to successful toilet training. And when I say effectively, I mean rewarding them in a way which is truly motivating them to go back there again and get that reward again. And yet, you know, toilet training and using rewards for toilet training is so obvious. It's so easy. We've probably all heard of it and we've probably all done it for a little while. And yet many of us have stopped doing it. Think about it. Everything else that we're talking about here is how to stop dogs or puppies from going in the wrong place. And yet no stage yet have we commented or communicated to our dog or puppy, yes, that is the bullseye. That's where I want you to go. And, you know, that positive showing them where to go is actually far more powerful than saying, no, don't go here. I don't want you to go there. Trying to keep them in a penned area. We've got to do all that stuff. But this is the bit which actually says, look, this is the spot I want you to go. Now, there is a catch when it comes to food. And this is where a lot of people fall down. When I say reward your dog with food, and I'm saying food there because, rewards could have been, people can interpret rewards as just saying, yes, good boy, pats and cuddles. I don't mean that. I mean amazing food. And I don't even mean dry, boring biscuits that they probably have for their breakfast and dinner. I'm talking really motivating stuff here. Chicken, cheese, and bacon. You see, most dogs and puppies will do something. They may do some small things for boring, dry biscuits, but they will go well overboard. They'll do amazing things for chicken, cheese, and bacon. They will really figure out what it is that you want them to do to get that chicken, cheese, and bacon. It's like money to a dog. You know, what somebody will do for $1 is nothing compared to what they'll do for $100,000. So have those little treats ready. Maybe have them in a little jam jar or something lying around outside so that you can feed them, your puppy or your dog, within 2 seconds when they go toilet. Think of it like this. Your puppy or your dog, when they go to the toilet and then they get this absolutely amazing treat, it's not going to take them long before they start going, you know what? When I toilet on the grass, they give me a piece of chicken. And then your dog's going to start putting one and one together and getting two and saying, you know what? I'm going to pee on the grass every single time. Okay, so that's the three key areas that you want to be getting in place now. First of all, timing. Ensure that you're taking your dog out to the area you want them to go before they go to the toilet. Secondly, controlling their environment. Consider reducing the area that they're allowed in and make sure that they're not on the carpeted area because that becomes a nightmare. Thirdly, rewards. Using amazing rewards to help your dog understand exactly where you want them to go is very powerful. Now, at the start of this audio, I told you, I'd tell you if you stayed on till the end, where you could get hold of a ton more amazing information about toilet training and loads of other behavioral issues, puppy training, all that sort of stuff. Amazing stuff, which could save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So you're going to absolutely love this. If you click on the link under this audio, you'll be taken through to my online dog training site. So if you're wanting more help on toilet training, it's all in this site. For example, there's a 40-odd minute audio like this one on toilet training that goes into much greater detail and covers off all the topics that you may be thinking about, such as what about toileting at night? What about dogs who are much older and they've been trained and now they're starting to toilet inside the house? You know, it goes into all that sort of stuff, dog psychology and toilet training, what's going on? Dogs that are deliberately marking, maybe peeing on the bed, peeing in shoes, that sort of stuff, and how to break bad habits. It's all in there. When you visit this site, I guarantee you're going to be blown away with the content because not only does the site cover off toilet training, it also covers off every other behavioral problem in puppies and dogs that you may be experiencing. Puppy issues such as mouthing, jumping, biting, and dog issues, you know, everything from pulling on the leash, separation anxiety, jumping up, aggression, not coming when called, it's all in there. Now, if you're getting pretty excited and thinking this sounds great, well, you should be because it is great. It's a fantastic site and you're going to absolutely love it. However, if you're thinking things can't get any better, well, you're wrong, because it does get better. If you click on the link just underneath the audio, you'll be taken through to the site and you'll see it's only $1. That's right, I've made it only $1 for you to access the entire site for 3 days. And you may be thinking, well, why have I done that? Well, it's simply this. I want you to be absolutely certain, absolutely, totally over the moon before you decide to stay on. And the great thing is you can actually start working on this, putting all this on in place today and implementing it. So get started with your training now. Don't leave it any longer, because these issues don't self-correct. And the great thing is, no matter what problem you're experiencing, we can work through it together. Okay, that just about wraps it up for today. Check out the link now below the audio. It'll take you through to the video website, where you'll discover what thousands of people have already discovered, that you too can have an amazing relationship with your dog or puppy when you're shown how. This stuff really can change yours and your dog's life. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. I'm Doggy Dan, and as always, love your dog.
You've been listening to another episode of the Doggy Dan Podcast Show, bringing you one step closer to creating harmony with your dog.